Blog Talk Radio.
And we welcome you to episode 12 of The Robinson Show. I'm yours truly, Ed Robinson, and I tell you, we've got a lot to discuss in the world of sports. March Madness is heating up. Also, we've got the NFL free agency period up and running. Also, NBA, Major League Baseball, and a little track and field. Stay tuned. We'll have more of The Robinson Show right after this.
For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
I think the big thing is don't be afraid to fail. I think, you know, in our society today, you know, Instagram, Twitter, the highlight reel. It's all the good things, and then when you look at it, you know, you think like, wow, when you have a rough day, your life's not as good as that, like, you know, you're failing. And I don't think, you know, failure's part of life. That's a part of building character and growing. Like, without failure, who would you be? I wouldn't be up here if I hadn't fallen thousands of times, made mistakes. You know, we all are human. We all have weaknesses, and I think throughout this, just being able to share that and be transparent. I know when I listen to people speak and they share their weaknesses, I'm listening because I can resonate. So I'm not perfect, not Superman. Might be in the NFL and we might have just won the Super Bowl, but hey, we still have daily struggles. I still have daily struggles. So, but that's where my faith comes in. That's where my family comes in. And, you know, I think when you look at a struggle in your life, just know that, you know, that's just an opportunity for your character to grow. And that's really just been the message. Simple. Like, if something's going on in your life and you're struggling, embrace it, because you're growing.
Eagles! Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season, available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's lulu.com.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Let's get right to the madness that is the March Madness. And I got to tell you, March Madness is never short of disappointment. Let me tell you, March Madness is definitely something that we can all look forward to during this time of the year. You always have those teams that always expect, you always expect them to get far in the tournament, like the Kentuckys, the Villanovas, those teams like that, the North Carolinas. But there have been a lot of Cinderella teams that we did not expect. Of course, It's March Madness. You never know what to expect. And one school in particular that's made a lot of noise is the University of Loyola at Chicago. And, of course, they have their secret weapon with them. It's a sweet lady. She's 98 years young. Her name is Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt. And I got to tell you, she delivers the pregame prayers for the team because she's the team chaplain. And certainly the prayers have been working thus far because when the first round of the tournament started on this past Thursday, Loyola Chicago was the 11th seed. They beat the 6th seed, the University of Miami, 64-62 on a last-second jumper. And then they had a chance to in the next round, they wind up playing on – was this Friday? No, this was on – let's see here. On Saturday, they beat the number 3 seed, Tennessee, 63-62. So Loyola Chicago – they've been one of the surprise teams of the tournament thus far. And, of course, with their hard work and, of course, with the prayers of the chaplain, Sister Jean, certainly, Loyola Chicago has definitely made some noise in the national, has made noise in the national media and also has made national headlines as well. So congratulations to the University of Loyola in Chicago for thus far making it to the Sweet 16, and they'll be playing, it's supposed to be Friday. In the meantime, some other, also another Cinderella school that surprised a lot of people was the University of Buffalo. In the same round on this past Thursday, they beat the 4th seed, which was University of Arizona, 89-68. That game was not even close. A lot of people expected Arizona to come out on top, actually to be one of the favorites to win the tournament. But as they say in March Madness, you just never know. And that definitely was not the case this year. So the University of Buffalo, they moved on, and they had their next test would be against a much tougher school, against the University of Kentucky. And sadly, their dreams had ended by losing to them 95-75. But just like in the spirit of Loyola Chicago, congratulations to the University of Buffalo for making it a nice run and leading up to the point. Even though they didn't advance to the Sweet 16 like Loyola Chicago, they still got far to the round of 32, and still congratulations to them in their endeavors. And they said that it was the first ever win for the Buffalo University men's team, the first time ever in school history that they had a tournament win. So that was good enough. So congratulations to them. So a lot of us, again, always the Cinderella teams every year, the ones you least expect. And also, let's get you caught up on some scores that happened this past weekend. Matter of fact, on Sunday, Florida State pulled off the upset by beating the number 1 seed, Xavier, 75-70. Also, another school I mentioned earlier, North Carolina, last year's defending champions, they lost to the 9th seed, Texas A&M. The score was 86-65. Also, Nevada beat Cincinnati 75-73. And Syracuse beat Michigan State 55-53. So it's been a lot of close games that happened this past weekend. I tell you what, the madness, it never stops, and I don't think it'll stop anytime soon. And also, another school that made noise was UMBC, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. On Friday, they beat the number 1 seed in the tournament, Virginia, 74-54. That game was not even close. I'll tell you what, UMBC, they came ready. They came ready to play, and they came armed, locked and loaded, and ready to go. But unfortunately, in their round of 32 matchup, they would lose a close one to Kansas State, 50-43. So anyway, that's the deal on the March Madness thus far. And you know, the men's tournament is always outstanding. And also, let's get you caught up on some of the women's action. Of course, the defending the SWAC champions, the Grambling State University Lady Tigers, made it to the round of 64 in the women's March Madness, but they lost by 50 points to the Baylor Bears, 96-46. But despite the loss, congratulations to the Grambling State University Lady Tigers for making it to the tournament. And also congratulations to the North Carolina A&T Lady Aggies, Aggie Pride. They lost to the South Carolina Lady Gamecocks, 63-52. But again, congratulations to our HBCUs Grambling and also North Carolina A&T for making it to the tournament. Also, you had Villanova beat South Dakota State in overtime, 81-74, in the Women's March Madness. On their first tip-off was actually on Friday, so congratulations to them. And also, matter of fact, on yesterday, Women's March Madness tournament play resumed. You had UCLA beating Creighton. Buffalo, the 11th ranked Buffalo, the men's team lost to Kentucky, but the women's team would stay alive in the tournament. They beat the third seed Florida State 86-65. Duke wound up beating Georgia. The number one seed, Connecticut, of course, we know what Connecticut could do. No problems, beat Quinnipiac 71-46. 11th seeded Central Michigan beat the third seed Ohio State 95-78. Also, Mississippi State beat Oklahoma State. Stanford beat Florida Gulf Coast. And Texas beat Arizona State. So, of course, March Madness is always heating up, and certainly things are bound to heat up starting Thursday with the men's action followed by the women's action as they resume on Friday. Both will have Sweet 16 action. So while things are heating up in college basketball, things have and always have been heating up in the NFL. But before we talk about all of the free agency news, some sad news to pass along. A New Orleans Saints and Pelicans owner, Tom Benson, had passed away peacefully on Thursday. Of course, Mr. Benson had been hospitalized for several weeks with the flu. Mr. Benson had been the owner of the Saints since 1985. And, of course, some of his achievements as owner included 11 playoff appearances, 6 division titles, and, of course, the big one, it was a victory in Super Bowl 44. So Tom Benson, certainly rest in peace to him, and we send our prayers and condolences out to his family. His wife, Gail, will take over as owner of both the Saints and Pelicans. So certainly people down in the Crescent City certainly feeling the impact, not just there, but also in the National Football League as well. So rest in peace to him and his family, and hopefully the Saints and the both organizations, the Saints and the Pelicans, can get back on track. And hopefully they certainly is going to be an interesting season for the Saints, very somber season, because with the re-signing of Drew Brees, but also with the passing of Tom Benson, certainly the Saints will definitely have something to play for in the upcoming season. And speaking of definitely having something to play for, Tyrann Mathieu, no longer in the desert. Didn't want to play for the Cardinals anymore. They asked him to take a pay cut. He refused. So he heads over to the Houston Texans, where he signed a 1-year, $7 million deal. So the Texans have a young defense. You add the Honey Badger along with J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney, and then also Jonathan Joseph, their defensive back, he re-signed. So definitely the Texans never short on defensive stars. And also a healthy Deshaun Watson is coming back. So again, the Texans in the first half of the season were a team to be reckoned with before Watson's injury. But certainly the Texans will definitely be a team to be reckoned with in the AFC South, because you got Jacksonville's coming back strong. Tennessee is going to be stronger than ever. Indianapolis with a healthy Andrew Luck will be back. But Houston definitely will make some noise with that defense. And, of course, with their young quarterback coming into his second year and Deshaun Watson. And speaking of the Texans, the New Orleans Saints, they signed former Texans quarterback Tom Savage to a 1-year, $1.5 million deal with a $100,000 signing bonus. The Denver Broncos traded their quarterback Trevor Siemian to the Minnesota Vikings. The Broncos also sent a draft pick for this year to the Vikings, and then in return, the Vikings will get a draft pick in 2019. So also a lot of noise happening in the National Football League. Jordy Nelson, no longer in Green Bay, gone to the Oakland Raiders. He gets a 2-year, $15 million deal with $13 million guaranteed. Also, the Raiders got running back Doug Martin on a 1-year contract. The New Orleans Saints re-signed defensive end Alex Okafor to a 2-year, $10 million deal. Also, the Philadelphia Eagles re-signed linebacker Nigel Bradham to a 5-year, $40 million deal. Bradham, he's been with the team for about 2 years now. Speaking of the Eagles, they move on from they released Vinnie Curry, and Vinnie Curry signed a 3-year deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So the Bucs adding on to their defense, making a lot of noise this year, challenging not only the Saints but also the Falcons and the Panthers as well. You know, the NFC South, always tough, always a competitive division. So it's definitely something we have to look forward to in that division, not just this season but every season as well. The Baltimore Ravens signed wide receiver Michael Crabtree to a 3-year, $21 million deal. Also, Orlando Scandrick, no longer a Cowboy. 10 seasons with the Big D, stays in the NFC South, signs a 2-year deal with the Washington Redskins. That's something that's going to be interesting right there, because, you know, Cowboy Skins, heated rivalry for many, 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 many years. And certainly Spandrick is going to have a lot on his mind when the boys and the Skins lock up this year. Also, the Detroit Lions signed former Eagles running back LeGarrette Blount to a 1-year, $4.5 million deal. That's going to pay off big dividends, because Detroit, they needed another running back. Running game is always something that's kind of hurt them since the Matthew Stafford era, but hopefully they can get their problem solved with LeGarrette being in the backfield. It's certainly going to pay off big dividends. Also, the Pittsburgh Steelers signed former Green Bay Packer Morgan Burnett to a 3-year, $14.5 million contract. The Oakland Raiders trade their fullback, Jamize Olawale, to the Dallas Cowboys for a fifth-round pick. And the Los Angeles Chargers signed former Miami Dolphins offensive lineman Mike Pouncey to a 2-year, $15 million deal. Again, a lot of things have been happening in the National Football League. Never a dull moment. Free agency has been heating up. And also, speaking of heating up, a wide receiver, Ryan Grant, he signed a 1-year deal with the Indianapolis Colts last week. He originally signed with the Baltimore Ravens, but his contract was voided due to him failing a physical. Of course, Grant battled an ankle injury last year, but he's got his health together, and he has a new home, and it's 1 year with the Indianapolis Colts. And speaking of something new, the Cleveland Browns are going to have to adjust to life without Joe Thomas. An 11-year career, Joe Thomas announced his retirement. 11 seasons, 10-time Pro Bowler. Joe Thomas was one of those consistent players that you could always count on. Not just one of the best offensive linemen in the league, but one of the best players, period. And Joe Thomas is certainly going to be a Hall of Famer one day. He'll make his way in Canton and wear that gold jacket one day. So a lot of moving, a lot of shaking going on in the National Football League. Always something to look forward to. It's never a dull moment. So stay tuned, and we'll have some more NFL news in the week. Well, actually, not just in the weeks to come, but the days to come as well. And speaking of adjusting to the days to come, the Cleveland Cavaliers will have to adjust to life without Tyronn Lue for at least a week. Tyronn Lue is going to take a leave of absence due to health issues. What they want to do is Lue is on a 1-week plan to address his health issues, and they expect him to return next week. We'll see how that goes. Lue stated in a letter to the Cavs that he had been dealing with chest pains as well as loss of sleep. And you know one thing, as they always say, health is wealth. Health is wealth, and you got to take care of your body first. And I know a head coaching job is extremely stressful, and the NBA is no exception to the rule. So you have to understand that when you're coaching a bona fide, out-of-this-world superstar, not just like LeBron James, but handling all of the other issues that you have on your team, it's certainly a lot to juggle. So we wish Tyronn Lue a speedy recovery and hope that he can get well, because like I said before, health is wealth, and you got to make sure that your health is right in order to you could be at operate at full capacity to not just coach a professional sports team, but to just do anything in life. So with Coach Lue taking a leave of absence to take care of his health, assistant coach Larry Drew will be his replacement until further notice. In the meantime, Kevin Love returned from his left hand injury against the Milwaukee Bucks last night, and he had a solid performance coming off. He had a solid performance in his return. The Golden State Warriors are depleted without their stars. Kevin Durant out for at least 2 weeks with a fractured rib on his right side. He suffered the injury last week against the Timberwolves, and he experienced more pain last week against the Los Angeles Lakers. So, again, the rib injury, still experiencing soreness. So we'll see what happens during that 2-week period, if he'll be able to return and help the Dubs out during the playoff stretch. As for his teammates Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, Curry still out after he re-injured his right ankle. He's going to be reevaluated today, and they're hoping he can return on Friday. That's what the timetable is. They're looking for him to return on Friday, so we'll see what happens on that. And also, Klay Thompson still out with a fractured right thumb. He'll be examined on Thursday. In the meantime, a little bit of a glimmer of hope up in the Midwest in Minnesota. Timberwolves forward Jimmy Butler could return before the end of the year. He suffered a knee injury on February 23rd against the Houston Rockets. Thank God it was not a torn ACL or MCL. So Jimmy's been rehabbing, and they said from what it looks like from reports, he looks real good. He looks sharp. He's getting some of his speed back. So Jimmy Butler could be back before the end of the season to make that playoff run for the Timberwolves. And also, all you NBA fans out there, a guy by the name of Penny Hardaway will be the new head coach of the University of Memphis Tigers. Former head coach Tubby Smith was fired, and Penny Hardaway, who's an alumni of the university, he played there from 1991 to 1993, and we know he had a solid NBA career, played 14 seasons, him and Shaq staying together with the Magic, and he also played for the Knicks and the Suns. So congratulations to Penny Hardaway for his new gig as head coach of the University of Memphis Tigers. Coming up next, we'll have more of the Robinson Show. We've got Major League Baseball, track and field, and also NBA and NHL schedules tonight. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Robinson Show.
I think the big thing is don't be afraid to fail. I think, you know, in our society today, you know, Instagram, Twitter, the highlight reel. You know, it's all the good things. And then when you look at it, you know, you think like, wow, when you have a rough day, your life's not as good as that. Like, you know, you're failing. And I don't think, you know, failure's part of life. That's a part of building character and growing. Like, without failure, who would you be? I wouldn't be up here if I hadn't fallen thousands of times, made mistakes. We all are human. We all have weaknesses. And I think throughout this, just being able to share that and be transparent. I know when I listen to people speak and they share their weaknesses, I'm listening because I can resonate. So I'm not perfect, not Superman. Might be in the NFL and we might have just won the Super Bowl, but hey, we still have daily struggles. I still have daily struggles. So, but that's where my faith comes in. That's where my family comes in. And, you know, I think when you look at a struggle in your life, just know that, you know, that's just an opportunity for your character to grow. And that's really just been the message. Simple. Like, if something's going on in your life and you're struggling, embrace it, because you're growing.
D-A-T-L-E-S-E-O! Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season, available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com. For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Just a programming note to pass along. If you want to hear all of the great sports chatter and all of the talk, check out my man Uncle Leroy Jr. with the Sports Chatter Show. That's Fridays at 7 o'clock. On blogtalkradio.com. My man, Uncle Leroy Jr., you never know what he's going to talk about. He has some sports with a comedic twist to it, but also he's got that information for you. And you never know what he's going to talk about. So that's the Sports Chatter Show, Friday at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. Quickly, let's get to some Major League Baseball news. The Houston Astros and second baseman Jose Altuve agreed to a seven-year, $163.5 million extension with a guarantee of additional $151 million over 5 years. That is a lot of change. Get your money, Jose. Get your money, bro. Altuve will stay. That the contract keeps Altuve with the Astros until 2024. Of course, you know Jose Altuve was a big contributor in helping the Astros win in the World Series. And also last year, he won American League MVP and the league batting title. Also, marathons happened this past weekend in the world of track and field. We had the Los Angeles Marathon. We had an Ethiopian runner. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. Sule Gedo was the winner of the women's division in the 2018 Los Angeles Marathon. Also, in the men's portion, you had a gentleman by the name of Weldon Kiru of Kenya. He was the winner of the men's division in the Los Angeles Marathon. So congratulations to those runners for winning their respective races. And you had the this year's United Airlines New York City Half Marathon. The Americans shine bright. You had Ben True winning the men's division. And on the women's side, you had Buse Deriba of Ethiopia and American Emily Sisson came in second place. So congratulations to Ben True and also all of the runners that took part in this year's New York City Half Marathon and the Los Angeles Marathon. And if you want to go check out the results, the top finishers, just go on the RobinsonReport.net and click on the other tab to check out the rest of that information. Real quickly, NBA schedule tonight. We've got the Raptors playing the Magic. The Mavericks will play the Pelicans. Clippers battle the T-Wolves. The Thunder will play the Celtics. The Hawks will play the Jazz. The Pistons will play the Suns. And the Rockets will play the Trailblazers. And in the NHL tonight, you got the Stars playing the Capitals. The Blue Jackets will play the Rangers, Oilers, and the Hurricanes. The Penguins will play the Islanders, Maple Leafs against the Lightning. The Flyers will play the Red Wings. The Panthers will play the Senators, Kings, and the Jets. You've got Colorado playing Chicago. Vancouver will play the Vegas Golden Knights. And you got the New Jersey Devils going up against the San Jose Sharks. Real quickly, a programming note to pass along. Don't forget, Friday, 7 o'clock p.m., the Sports Chatter Show. Check that out right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm yours truly, Ed Robinson, and that's been The Robinson Show. And as always, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. And until next time, remember, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying high to victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson.